Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. As I look at the headlines and study the economic data for Maine and the nation, I see reports that the economy is showing some signs of improvement. Unfortunately, we're still losing jobs. While the rate of job losses has slowed, that's not good enough. In January, Maine's unemployment rate was 8.2%, up from 8.1% in December. A year earlier, the unemployment rate was 7.3%. Maine has almost 58,000 people who are unemployed. I'm not satisfied with a jobless recovery that leaves too many families and businesses behind. I believe we must do better. To climb out of this recession, job creation and protecting our economy must be our highest priorities. That's why I propose to balance the state budget without a tax increase. That's why I support cutting the top income tax rate for working Mainers and small businesses. And that's why I'm proposing a job creation investment package that will put people back to work this year. On Wednesday, I released the details of my proposal to create jobs. It invests $62 million in highway, ports, and rail lines. I propose significant investments around the state, including resources to save rail service in Aroostook County. Without these resources, 22 major employers in the largest county in the state would be cut off from rail service. That's unacceptable. Jobs are at stake, and we must act. In addition, my plan invests in rail service in Lewiston and Auburn, connecting the good work that's happening in southern and coastal Maine with rail. I'm also proposing to invest in the Ocean Gateway in Portland to strengthen our ability to reach markets in the United States and around the world, and to triple the number of cruise ships that visit our state. The majority of resources in my plan are targeted towards roads. Drive around the state and you'll see the need to invest in our highways. By doing it now, we can create jobs, build a better transportation system that will last decades. The projects are spread around the state and will help connect our communities and people, strengthening our economy. There are road projects in Farmingdale, Newport, Jay, and Farmington, Kittery, Dixfield, Blue Hill, Rockport, Monmouth, and Booth Bay Harbor. And around the state, our roads need improvement. All told, the transportation portion of the investment package is projected to create more than 1,000 jobs and protect many more. The bond package also includes money to provide communities with clean drinking water and better sewer systems. The $7 million investment will be matched by $26 million in federal resources. This investment will put more than 870 people to work. It'll mean communities will have safe, clean water for years to come. My plan also invests $5 million in energy efficiency to help the large employers in the state save money and protect jobs. And when we invest in energy conservation, our environment is cleaner, our companies are more competitive with overseas competitions, and jobs stay here in Maine. I understand that some people are concerned about borrowing, but now is the time to make investments in jobs and to put people back to work quickly. According to the bond rating agency, Maine has a strong debt ratio and conservative borrowing practices. As the Bangor Daily News wrote last weekend, the state can hunker down and hope the recession ends, or it can borrow to make strategic investments to create jobs, speed recovery, and position the state to prosper. Coupled with spending reductions, borrowing to invest is an important piece of the state's economic plan. The budget I put forward reduces government spending. It sets priorities, protects our most vulnerable, and puts Maine in a stronger position for recovery. The bonds will help to speed that recovery by creating jobs today and benefits from the work that's being done, which will pay dividends for generations to come. It's my hope that we can work in a bipartisan way to balance the budget and put people back to work. We need to take action, and we need to take it now. Thank you, and have a great weekend.